Is it too obvious to say that for some people, Kool-Aid pickles are a really big dill? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that brings you the sweetest stories and the saltiest stories, sometimes all at once. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, May 9th. Today in 2007, the New York Times published a feature story on one of the premier issues of the day, Kool-Aid pickles. If you haven't heard of them, yes, Kool-Aid pickles are a thing. They became especially popular among black residents of the Mississippi Delta, though they have also shown up in other parts of the country. The idea is as straightforward as it sounds. You take some dill pickles and put them in a jar filled not with brine, but with Kool-Aid, and then you let time do the rest. This is related to the long-standing tradition in the American South of putting pickles on peppermint sticks. The Kool-Aid, like the peppermint, infuses the salty, sour pickles with a sweet taste. The Kool-Aid pickles even change color. Some of the people who were brewing these up at home started selling them to neighbors and friends, sometimes at school fundraisers. And while not everybody is looking to add tropical fruit flavor to a fermented cucumber, the pickles got such a big reaction that some stores started making and selling them too. And fans started coming up with their own variations. Instead of using a plain wooden stick like the ones on popsicles or corn dogs, one fan attached the Kool-Aid pickle to a blow pop, which sounds like a whole galaxy's worth of flavor combinations. Other fans add salt to balance out the Kool-Aid a little more. There have even been reports in the other direction where kids cover their Kool-Aid pickles with the sugar from Pixie sticks. Now, all of this could have ended up in the courts if Kool-Aid's parent company had decided that mixing their product with pickles had infringed on their trademark or reflected badly on their brand. Instead, a spokesperson told the New York Times, reportedly after a pause, that, quote, "We endorse our consumers finding innovative ways to use our products." You can learn more about Kool-Aid pickles at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about some discombobulation over punctuation. That's right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Officials in North Yorkshire, England say that to avoid issues with their geographic computer systems, their street signs will henceforth have no apostrophes, even if the name of the street has an apostrophe. I'm Brady. One resident told the BBC, quote, "I think we should be using apostrophes. If you start losing things like that, then everything goes downhill, doesn't it?" Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.